the neighborhood. Anyone driving through Middle East Baltimore before the redevelopment project, noting only abandoned homes, a lack of businesses, and city services, would likely perceive the community as hopelessly blighted. Entirely missed would be a network of personal relationships and neighborly support systems that made Middle East Baltimore a beloved place for those who live there. The audio tour begins with longtime Ashland Avenue resident Verona Blackston.
I lived in East Baltimore ever since I came here from Philadelphia back in 1961. I've been on, well, we call it the East Side. The East Side raised me. I moved on Ashland Avenue from the 900 block of Chester Street in 1986. I've been in the area, I guess about 40 years. 2118 Ashland Avenue, that was my first home. I was blessed to buy it after renting it for 12 years. When I first moved on Ashland Avenue in 1986, it was a beautiful place. A beautiful place. I lived across the street from St. Wenceslaus Catholic Church. And that was just, oh, it was beautiful to wake up in the morning. And we used to have the bells that gong. We used to sit out on the steps over there. I was the governor. I was the warden. I was mom. I was block captain. And I'd clean from Carlington Avenue to Chester Street on Ashland, both sides. That was my job. I do miss down there very, very much. And the church, oh me, that picture right there on the wall is gold and silver. They honored me and gave me that. Father Peter said, Ronnie, when you leave, he says, I'm going to have to hire security. I sit in that window. I don't care who went in that church. I knew about it. Watched a man try to break in one of the parishioners' trucks. I got down in my window behind the curtain. You better behave yourself. And he went on up the street. He don't know to this day who did that. But that's the way I was living over there. Good laughing time where we'd sit out on my steps. Me, my daughter, my son, a couple of neighbors. And we just sit out there to have our little drinks. Sit out there, play the, turn the music down there, because that's the church over there. We got to respect the church. I'm going to live good here, too. Cause I'm having fun fixing the house up and getting ideas of what I'm going to do. But it won't be like over there. It won't be. I could walk to Miami Street, get anything I need. If my son don't take me, or if I don't already have it in here, can't walk nowhere around here, which is good. This is not a complaint. I'm just explaining it. That's it. I really did enjoy that neighborhood. And I would have been there forever. But I had to go. Sometimes change and move is good. But I do miss my friends up there.